Hello everyone, welcome back to Purpose Pulse Podcast, your modern beacon in the podcast world and the place where we explore the art of transformative living. So today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind lately. You know, the happiness paradox. We live in such a society that's obsessed with happiness. You know, we are told to chase it like it's the ultimate goal. We're told to just be positive, and don't get me wrong, all of this sounds amazing, but it's just not realistic. You know, that's not how life works, and I don't think that's healthy either. We need to allow ourselves to feel all emotions, not just the happy ones. You know, sometimes it's okay not to be okay. The pursuit of happiness can actually be harmful. We become so focused on our own happiness that we neglect our relationships and our sense of purpose. It's like a form of escapism, you know, a way of numbing ourselves to the pain and suffering of the world. We become, you know, self-centered and isolated, you know, and our happiness suffers as a result. And don't even get me started on the toxic positivity movement, because let's be real, sometimes life just sucks and we need to acknowledge that. And let me be clear, this is not me being pessimistic by any means. I am not suggesting that life is inherently bleak or that we should resign ourselves to suffering. Rather, I am saying that we need to be honest about the complexity and difficulty of life, and that we need to be willing to confront it head on if we want to truly find fulfillment and peace. You know, by acknowledging the dark, we can find the light. I've seen this play out in my own life. When I was solely focused on my own happiness, I became miserable. You know, I was constantly comparing myself to others, feeling like I wasn't good enough, you know, imposter syndrome, and chasing fleeting pleasures that never brought me lasting joy. So, what's the alternative? For me, it's been about finding meaning and purpose in my life. It's about pursuing my passions, you know, serving others and cultivating meaningful relationships. It's about living a life that matters, not just the life that's happy all the time. And that's what I want for you, you know. And sometimes that means facing some hard truths and making some tough decisions. It means allowing ourselves to feel our emotions, even when they're hard. And it means focusing on what truly matters in life. Not just our own happiness, but the happiness and well-being of those around us. When I started focusing on these things, I felt a sense of fulfillment and contentment that I had never felt before. So I can say confidently that it's all a misguided endeavor. It's all an ephemeral concept, one that is rooted in superficial pleasures, because I believe that true fulfillment comes from a deeper and more profound place. So let us instead seek out a life of depth and trust that happiness will follow naturally as a byproduct of living a life that truly matters. And there you have it for this episode of Purpose Pulse. Many thanks again for tuning in to this conversation. And until next time, take care of yourself and others in the most compassionate way possible. I love you all.